These are the notes for section 2.3, which deals with the idea of finding the inverse of a linear transformation, which amounts to the same thing as finding the inverse of a matrix, since the matrix is associated with a linear transformation. Okay, so first we want to kind of review the concept of an invertible function. And remember that an arbitrary function in that some set X, the domain, into the range Y is invertible only when, for every Y, there's one and only one X that satisfies the equation Y equals T of X. Okay? Remember, the transformation is a function if it passes the vertical line test, which means the vertical line crosses its graph only once. It's invertible if it passes the horizontal line test, meaning the horizontal line crosses the graph only once. And when that's true, there exists an inverse function whose domain is the range of the original function, and whose range is the domain of the original function. And this inverse function has the property that T inverse applied to Y or T of X gives you back the value of X you started with. And if that's the case, then the following properties are true. T inverse of T of X gives us back X for any X in the domain of T. And T of T inverse of Y gives us back Y for any Y in the range of T. Okay, so considering this in the context of linear transformation. Now, if T is a transformation that maps R to the M into R to the N, and it's defined by some matrix A, so T of X is A times X, and we'll call that Y. In order for this transformation to be invertible, we need two conditions. Okay, the first is that the dimension of the domain and range have to be the same. N has to be the same as M. Otherwise, it's absolutely not invertible. Secondly, it has to be true that if I perform a row reduction on the matrix A, the row reduced echelon form of A is an identity matrix. So it's just the identity matrix in dimension N. Okay, and if both these conditions are true, the transformation is invertible, and we then say that the matrix A associated with T is invertible. So invertible transformation is associated with a matrix, which is then said to be invertible. Since we have an inverse transformation, there's a matrix associated with that. And that matrix we denote by A inverse. Okay, so for any vector Y, T inverse of Y is associated with the matrix product A inverse times Y, and we'll call that X. Okay, for an invertible linear transformation T, you know the following relationships between the various parts. Okay, so T of X is AX, and we'll call that Y, then T inverse of Y is A inverse times Y, and that gives us back X. Okay, a couple of caveats here. Although a matrix has to be square to be invertible, not all square matrices are invertible. Okay, so if I have a system in general, AX equal B, thinking of this now as a system of equations, and the right hand side vector B is not zero, the zero vector. In the case where A is invertible, then the vector X given by A inverse times B is the only solution to that system. If A is not invertible, then the system either has no solution or an infinite number of solutions. Okay, now a special case of this is what's called the homogeneous system, where the right-hand side is the zero vector. It's always true, no matter what A is, that the zero vector is a solution to this system. So if I substitute the zero vector for x, I get an equation that's always true. And in the case where a is invertible, x equals zero is the only vector that satisfies this system. So it's the only solution. If a is not invertible, then we have infinitely many solutions. Okay, so suppose A is a 2x2 matrix. We'll compute the inverse of a 2x2 matrix as a special case. This is a real easy one that you can pretty much just write down. First of all, in order for A to be invertible, you can show that it's invertible if and only if this construct AD minus BC is non-zero. Okay, this thing's called the determinant. When AD minus BC is not zero, then the inverse, matrix A inverse, is given by the reciprocal of AD minus BC, which is a scalar, times the matrix listed here, D minus B minus CA. Okay, in general, how do we find an inverse now for an arbitrary matrix? Well, the first thing we do is we form an augmented matrix by tacking an n-dimensional identity matrix on the right of A. Right, so we have end up with an n by 2n augmented matrix, the right half of which is an identity matrix. Then we go through a row reduction, and we compute the reduced row echelon form of the augmented matrix A with I sub n, just like we did with systems, except now we've got n vectors on the right-hand side of the dashed line. And when we're done, if that turns into an identity matrix on the left side of the dashed line and some matrix on the right side, then the matrix on the right side is A inverse. Okay, if the left-hand side is not an identity matrix, then the matrix is not invertible.